Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties. If you haven't already, it's time to light up. It's your boy JJ, Clubbed Out Wednesday. That's right, it's a technical difficulty show. It's a TD show. We're back in full effect. We got a fresh to death, fresh dope, dope down, fresh dope, dope motherfucking fresh to death new cast member. And he's holding it down. So make sure, after these couple of words from Lil Wayne, funny shit.
Her body's sickening. I can be her prescription. I can be her physician. Sexual healing. I can be her religion. And now she's kneeling, praying to the ceiling. I bless her as if she sneezed. Must be the weather. I dress her. I am her sleeves. I am her feathers. She's fly, flyer than you, flyer than me. I love her. She loves me too. I love her three times more than her mom. Time will tell that I'm the nigga that she should, we should be wherever she wanna be on a late night, midday, AM, just say when. And I know I be with cavemen, but never mind them. She's poison and I am Michael Bivens. See, I know that y'all don't hear me, but she does, we does. With grown folk doing when they had too much to drink, and I think we done had too much to drink. And
oh yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy money, weed, pussy money, weed. Oh yes, I love her like I ought to. I see you at the altar, Mrs. Carter. I see you with my daughter, a son, more than one. Maybe five like the Jacksons or John Paxson. Just don't let him fuck up the mansion. And daddy will be home later on. Smell it like the cologne that I put on this moan. And I hope that you smell like woman's soap and shampoo and lotion and perfume and candles. And I'ma run through that pussy like a vandal. Yes, I'm nasty as a Scorpio, but I'm a lucky Libra. Got her wet like she's sweating out a fever. Wow, leave her to me and she'll be smiling every single time you see her. From eager to eager, I wanna be beside her when she sleep as she lay. Or we can stay awake and watch the next day. Clothes are overrated, panties are debated. Einstein, her head is the greatest.
Oh yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy money, weed, pussy money, weed. Oh yes, I love her like her dad told her. No man will ever love her. Oh, and I better be the only man sticking it, licking it like an envelope, mailing it, sealing it, read it. I have written down Victoria's Secret. Don't tell nobody, don't shake your body with nobody, not even a finger. I will cut it off and let him keep it. That ass for Weezy, baby, and at my station we have sex orientation. When I hit it, she squint like them Orient Asians. I do me, I say, hey Miss Chung Lee, I like to see your booty roll like sushi. I'm trying to dip my celery up in her blue cheese. Eyes, ooh-wees, wallahs, ta-da's, mm-hmm, uh-huhs, oh yes, never oh no's until I have to go, and then it's never oh no. I tell her don't cry, I be back like the electric bill. And when she butt naked, she dressed to kill.
Oh yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed. Pussy, money, weed.
Yes, I love her like
pussy, money, weed. Pussy money, weed, pussy money, weed.
Yes, I love her like.
think that might be the most important.
I think that might be the most important thing when it comes to life. Pussy, money, and weed. I mean, it's beautiful. Like, you know, you got the weed, huh? What happened?
It says, like, money, sex.
Is what?
I said it's like money, power, respect. I mean, in my case, it'll be some dick, money, and weed, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope it's not pussy, money, and weed. But then again, if it is, you know, it might be a wonderful thing. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Technical Difficulty Show, TD show. Just walked out of my mother's house, and I looked at the backyard, and I have three cats, balls free, running around the yard. By the way, if anybody wants a kitten, make sure y'all hit us up on our MySpace page at myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Tonight's episode happens to be about, some bullshit. I need some gas. Tonight's show happens to be about club scenes. We actually did a club show before. The shit rocked. So, you know, why not talk about it again? But talk about, you know, different experiences people have had in the club atmosphere. We also have a new member to the cast. You know? You say Dope Boy Fresh to Death.
Yo, that shit was funny when you put on the Ricky Martin pitbull in the face. That joke. You killed with the Ricky Martin, man. You don't have to put the Puerto Rican in there.
Oh, well, I also put fat.
And hold up, and why are, like, everybody else, we got, like, a little tag and little shit. I'm the Cuban immigrant, motherfucker. It's okay. But I want to know one thing. Why don't you have anything next to you? Why don't you have big old Shrek in the face, old head, some big old lip? You're doing JJ. You know what I'm saying? You're doing JJ.
The dolphin teeth.
You got your simple, your dude JJ. Then you got your grimy Mario in the face and this and that. And then it goes up to everybody else. I'm like, hold up. You got to start with yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wrote it. So, you know, so. It's like, but, I mean, hey, if y'all want me to roast myself. Hey, hold on. Oh, shit. Ah. My mom called me. I was going to click over. But,
tu madre.
Yeah, but, she hung up.
Did you unmute Fresh yet?
Well, I tried to stay at the house as long as I could. But the only person I saw was you, so I had to unmute you. I got to run to Mikasa. I'm going to try my Spanish out. I got to run to Mikasa, to Fisa, the Fida, my ear, my cata. Why do everybody that don't know Spanish, they always add an A at the end of everything as if that's what Spanish is?
I know.
I'm a gonna go to Mia Cara. Nigga,
that sounds
fucking
like Italian type shit right there, though.
Exactly. It sounds more Italian. And then they had the nerve to say Spanish and Italian is pretty much the same shit. No, the
nah,
fuck it ain't.
Nah, that shit ain't close, dog.
I mean, Italians eat bread, Spanish eat rice. I mean, it's different.
Hey, we eat bread, too.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, we eat bread.
Well,
yeah,
well,
Cuban bread, though. That shit
wrong,
bitch.
Yeah, well,
you've
yeah,
had Cuban bread before?
Nah, I never had Cuban bread. I don't think black people ever had any. I mean, we can't afford bread.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
You can afford cocoa bread.
That's the only type of bread we can afford.
You ever had coconut rice?
Because it comes with the beef patty.
The hell was that about? Hello?
Yep.
I guess he's having an issue.
Yep.
Everybody in technical difficulty show? Ace and his baby?
Huh?
Look at this one. I wish I had my camera right now. This nigga got a whole, not just one, a whole box of muffins right in front of him. Not just one of these bitches, a whole fucking box, yo. And digging at like, yo, and two of them at the same time.
No, that's what my daughter's left. That's what my daughter's left.
Don't front.
No, y'all still here. This is what my daughter's left. I was pointing out what was left over.
Son, two at the same time, dog.
In my defense,
because I just had pizza. Yeah. Nah, I still got like five slices left. It's at my mom's house. Yeah. That's a nice Black Label shirt. You know, technical difficulty show, Black Label got a hold of it. They told us that if we promote their show, I mean, if we promote their shirts and all that, their clothes, that they hook us up with a free line of clothes and all that, and $1 million. $1 million signing deal.
Could tell these niggas. Yo, you sure you ain't have Cuban with all that shit you're talking right now? Huh?
Wait, what happened? What'd you say?
I said, you're not Cuban.
You gotta go to Scamden? Scatmania? I love Camden. I wish I was born there.
I heard that's where they ship all the people with AIDS and shit.
That is not. Oh, that was so. That was. God, please forgive her. God, please forgive Jimmy and please forgive Cuba. Man, I'm about to blow your name up. I drove by my cousin. He's from the show Are We Famous Radio or whatever. Are We Yet? Whatever. I mean, all I know is that it has an R, it has a yet in it, and famous. I don't know exactly how it goes, but it's just one of those. Oh, wow, there's an empty weed bag on the ground. What kind of shit is that?
It's fucking... That should be a sign. That bag should be filled. You know what I mean?
I don't know what I'm doing.
That should be a sign that you should be burning right now.
Oh, there
it is.
Yo.
Yeah,
I think
I'm about to be attacked by a million chickens. Get back. Shit.
The claw.
Hold on, people. We're having technical difficulties. I got to get into my house, but I got like 10 kittens trying to get out.
Yo, do you remember the day that you were in your car?
These motherfuckers are strong. Get the fuck out.
He ain't a cat woman. It's a cat man.
Cat man,
right? That's a cat man and shit.
Damn, hungry bastard.
Yo, he got like 15 cats, right? And one time he was outside, he went to go get something in his car, and then as soon as he looked outside, they were all outside. You see him trying to shoo everybody in. Oh, man.
That's some fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm. What you want to smell?
What you got?
Mango, strawberry, and cherry.
Fuck with that mango. See what that's like.
Mm. He's going to crack on us now. Damn, this is literally shit. I'm going to be like, you mango eating. Be like, you leaf underwear wearing. The Kimte tribe.
Damn. Hey, all that shit.
Huh?
Y'all didn't hear that, did y'all?
Nah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Of course we did.
I bumped into my cousin, and it's funny because you know, it's funny because he was, I saw him in his, first of all, I thought it was his girlfriend and his girlfriend's friend. So I'm like, okay, you know what I mean, that's her friend and all, and that's her, you know, his girl in the driver's seat. So I honk the horn and I drive off. But then I look in my peripherals, I'm looking at my peripherals, and my peripherals is telling me to look back. So as I'm looking through my peripherals, don't ask me how to spell it because I don't know how to fucking spell peripherals. I don't even think I'm saying it right, but I look at my peripherals and I see one of the girls is light skinned. So I turn, I know it's this Ace Money. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here. You know I got to clown this nigga. She has an old school car. They're like, she has a car that is so old, if you get in an accident, your shit is totaled and her shit is in good condition. Your car is plastic. Her shit is all metal. So I look, and this motherfucker is all hunched up, seat all straight up, driving like a white person. I'm like, oh, I got to back up and clown this Negro. Got the nerve to come out in a black label shirt, tight as hell, and it's cold as fuck outside. You know the black label, and you ain't got, you know, you ain't got no neck, you ain't covering your neck or nothing. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, let's light up.
It's cold over there?
Light up. Huh?
It's cold over there?
Hey, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of nippy out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hot as shit.
Hell yeah, it's hot every fucking day out here, man.
I think I'm confident.
You said, like, you constipated?
I think I'm constipated.
Why, you haven't shit in a couple of days?
Oh, I mean, you know how you gotta use the bathroom, but then it feels like you're about to shit out a brick.
Niggas start grabbing on the bottom of the toilet and shit, don't it? Start grabbing it for leverage.
Yeah. Oh, man. I heard the best trick to that. No homo. No homo. No fucking homo. The best trick to that is to you sit on the toilet and you get a trash can and you prop your legs up on a trash can. Oh, that's so gay. You drop your legs up on a trash can and you no homo.
Have you ever tried
I was about to say you better keep saying that shit because this is sounding like some real homo shit right now, bro.
I've tried it before. It actually works. But when when it feels like you're shitting on a brick and it can't come out, you try anything. Pause. No homo.
Does it work?
Yeah, it pretty much works.
That's what's up.
Can you trust everything you find on the ground?
Can I what?
I found a piece of weed.
Like how big though? Is like a big enough for like a bowl or?
Yeah, it's actually big enough to roll. You can probably get a blunt out of it and put it in a ball.
Yeah.
Like it's all stuck together. It's all stuck together and shit.
Where'd you find it?
I found it outside.
Your house?
It was in a bag, though?
But yeah, it was in like a little plastic bag. Like a little torn off little plastic bag. Like,
it's sticky?
Well, I don't know, because it smells fucking weird. It's all stuck together, so it obviously is, you know, the real stuff. But it's like, I don't know, because I don't want to trust it. You know, smells different than what I'm used to.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it depends.
Tell you the truth, it smells like the shit that's in the tea bag.
I wouldn't fuck with that, man.
Yeah. Hamster food right there. Is it real brown?
No, it's green. It's got a couple of brown stuff all over it, but it's green.
I don't know. If it smells like that shit, I wouldn't...
I feel like this. You know the stem? It's a bunch of it. All it's like a shitload all over, all in one stem. Like, it's fat as hell.
It's a little bud. That's what it is. You got a little bud.
I don't know, man. Try it in a bowl first. See how it works out. Take a little piece and just hit on it. If it tastes funny, dog, yo, don't even fuck it.
Yeah,
don't fuck with
it.
But, yo, I'm not going to fuck, though, dog. I, you know, straight up, bro, you know, you would think it's disgusting, but if I found some weed on the floor, sure enough, the first thing I'm going to do is try that bitch, bro.
Not me. That is most funny. I don't give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. If it looks all right, if it looks bad, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, I'm going to try it first. If it tastes a little funky, then fuck it. I know it's some hamster food or something. But if not, shit, talk it up. Just got that's a free high, nigga.
Hell yeah.
That's it. That's probably the reason why I found it, because someone, they probably copped it. And like, yo, this is bullshit. Threw it out the fucking
Yeah, and threw it on the floor, yeah.
This shit.
Somebody lost it.
Yeah. Somebody could have dropped that shit out of their pocket.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you one thing. Pay back some motherfucker, because I lost the fucking blunt.
I bet you still have that shit there.
Nah, I actually looked.
You took everything in that fucking corner and you cleaned it out?
You know what, man? I need to get internet access at my house. Because I want to play like a little chime or something special when somebody coughs, that was a good hit fucking theme or whatever.
Yeah. That's good.
So, what is it, a regular?
Huh?
Sticky Icky? Or is it just regular?
Nah, you're probably looking at this on regular, though. Yeah. If it don't got a sweet smell to it, man, it's probably just on regular, though.
Hold on. You know the smell of the sticky icky. Remember the time that we
took
that?
Yeah, no. I was actually asking you guys if y'all was blazing sticky icky. But, it doesn't smell like... Remember when we was in New York? And then the other spot, you know, that's local. Between the two, it didn't seem like it didn't smell as strong as that was.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, I might have been sitting outside for some minutes, so it could have got dried out.
Let me tell you something. I had a blunt in my car, lost in the back in the trunk. You see how my trunk is, right?
Yeah.
I had a blunt lost there for a whole year. I lost it a summertime. I couldn't. As a matter of fact, like August. And
oh, wow, you lost it in your car?
I lost it in the trunk of my car.
Oh, wow.
And it was because I had it in my mouth, and then some people were coming, and they were coming to ask us some questions, so I took it out of my mouth, and when I went to take it out, it fell. But I had it right there. So I was like, all right, whatever, and then I fucking looked for it. I didn't find it. I was like, all right, I'll find it when I get out, whatever. I had everything in the car already packed and everything. I took everything. I looked for it, couldn't find it. Like maybe July? Or maybe even August of the following year, we're getting ready to go to the beach and shit. I'm cleaning out my car, and I fucking see it, and the leaf was already all, like, shabby and half-crusted off and everything. Yeah, I broke that bitch up again, folded in a new blunt. It was a wrap. That shit was good as shit. That shit was potent as ever.
Oh, yeah, so what you're pretty much suggesting, everyone, is to buy some and leave it out for a year.
I mean, no, I'm saying, making the point that it's not going to dry out. It's not going to be bad if it's good shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know that Indian lady is mad. We went to this one spot.
You souped her up, too. You made her feel like you were going to be
here. Yeah, I souped her all up. She's like, oh, you want to come back here with friends? Well, yeah, I'm going to bring some friends. Yeah.
I'm coming back every Friday.
I'm coming back every Friday to get a pipe.
Made the order some, what did she order? Damn, what did
some,
she order
some,
for you?
Some legal weed. It's some weed that's legal.
He made her order.
Yeah, just like,
you talking about that shit that has, like, no THC in it.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks, bro.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. You know you're a weed head when you do this. I'm lighting up with Cuba, and, well, we're about to light up, and I don't know what the fuck was on my mind, but I think I moved my hand, and I knocked all the weed on the ground, like on the carpet.
Oh, shit.
She
he doesn't get mad at me. He gets mad. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm like, yo, my bad. It's like, my bad. Oh, shit. I mean, I'm cutting this shit up. Like, she was really about to pick up each piece and put it back. She's like, you know what? Fuck it.
Wait, yo, that's an original pothead for you, though. You know damn well you're scraping all that shit from the floor, and you go, you know, combine it with a little dust and a little hair and
listen,
shit, fuck it, roll the dutch.
I was going to fucking pick it up before his fucking mangy cat enjoys my weed and gets all high and shit. That shit was funny. I was like, yo.
I got to get to work. Craziness. Crazy, look, them eyes already cheeky. Damn, must be nice.
Cheeky eyes.
I want to give a big shout out to Florida, man.
That's how we do, baby, right now. In the ace, you know, repping it all day.
All right.
This is what they call it, you know what I'm saying? The 5-6 ace, man. I'm telling you, this
the
place five, is crazy.
The 5-6 ace.
Bro, 2006, this was the second worst county ranked in the whole nation.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, bro, this shit's crazy out here. I'm talking, there's killings every night. It's just niggas don't care. It's raw, you know what I'm saying? People do what they want when they want. Now they're gonna get what they want when they want it, when they need it. How about
this? But doesn't Donald Trump live right around the corner?
Yeah, this nigga owns like half of fucking Palm Beach, if anything, shit.
Oh, wow.
That nigga's dirt rich.
He got his fucking Trump Plaza golf club and shit. He got Trump everywhere.
Dog, how about, there's a town, this is where they shoot Spring Bling and all that shit, you know, they got going off of BET.
And it's right
called,
there?
Yeah, that it's called Riviera Beach, but down here they call it The Raw because,
yeah.
You know,
Riviera Beach is
yeah,
bad as shit.
It's literally, it's The Raw because this shit is so raw that niggas
yeah.
Just don't, how about they pass the law? That if your pants are too baggy, you're going to get a ticket. You're going to get a fine.
Oh, wow.
You get three fines, you go to jail.
Are you serious?
I swear, bro. I mean, if you get three fines, if it, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're
yeah,
paying
but there
them,
is
you
really,
know what I'm
really, saying? Let me tell you something. I used to work at this one hospital, and right there, St. Mary's.
Yeah.
And no lie, 80% of our fucking patients were from Riviera, from gunshot wounds and all that shit.
So what you in for? Oh man, I was sagging my pants. And I ain't want to pull the fuck up. I didn't want to buy a belt, so I just said, "Fuck it, why buy a belt when I can get a cheeseburger?"
But nah, don't get me wrong though. This shit is crazy though. Like, all right, you know, you can sag a little bit, but. Yo, some cats, they literally wear their, you know what I'm saying, their jeans down to their fucking kneecaps and shit. Literally got, it's crazy.
They're like
though.
Fucking midgets and shit.
It's just a whole different,
like
it's a whole different style, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that shit's not hot, though. Like, why? Why? That shit, I'm driving the other day, and I see this brother, you know, fucking pants is like, his whole boxes was showing, and his pants has got that, like he got the shit walk. And then he has a nerve to pull his pants up, so they can drop back down. Nigga, you don't have a belt. What are you pulling them up? How about this? How about you just take your pants off? Pause. No homo. Like, that shit's not attractive. Any girl that's attractive
to
that.
Didn't that happen to you one time?
No, I didn't have a belt. That's the only reason why I have my... I don't like my shit sagging like that. That shit's not cool.
Oh, really?
Like, baggy pants? Okay, understandable. But... I mean, to the point where
your
ass is out.
You don't
show
your boxes? You don't show your boxes?
Hell no. What? That's corny.
Yeah, that is corny.
No, but even if you do, it's like, it's not really like they're showing, like, you know what I'm saying? Your shirt's over the bitch, so you can't really tell. Like, my pants sag a little bit, but it's not
but
enough
to
be
like. They don't sag under your ass either.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the under the ass saggers. Like, that shit is out of control. Are you fucking serious? And a lot of brothers don't realize where that comes from.
Yep.
Like, it comes from jailhouse when, you know, that means you like, easy access. You take it in the ass.
Yeah,
that's
why. Yeah, fuck.
Yes. It's like, you know, I'm out here in the corner.
Your nieces are.
Come out here in the corner. I'm selling my dope, my pants underneath my boxes. I'm cool. I'm thugged out, nigga.
That's
corny. I saw a cat walk into a job interview like that.
Ooh.
What?
That's terrible.
He was seriously trying to get a job like that?
Yeah. The guy asked him, why should I hire you? Oh, because, you know me, I'm a moneymaker.
What?
Nigga.
What?
Okay, well, we'll be
wow.
in there.
Wow.
I'm a moneymaker.
You forgot the hardworking part. I'm punctual, dedicated.
Yeah, you just got to butter them niggas up.
Yeah. Those three keywords get you in. Punctual, dedicated, hard work. You're good.
Whatever happened to, if you don't watch that.
Yo, whatever happened to right now to the what?
Dang. Got him.
Yeah, the worst situation you could be in is on the toilet, taking a shit with a bong in your hand and a lighter that just ran out of fluid.
Oh shit! Damn.
This is some. Oh, and I just dropped shit. And I dropped some on the floor. Damn.
But you gonna pick it up. I bet you're going to pick it up.
You know, at this time, I wish I had a blunt. I need to learn how to roll, because this bong kid is...
That's
what
I'm in the process.
And let me tell you, it's convenient and it's handy, but it's not always convenient. Like, you know, I don't... Now you understand why sometimes you need a blunt.
Because it's like, right now, I'm lighting the shit, and as I'm, you know, fucking inhaling, the shit is... You know, the lighter's going out.
And let me ask you a question. How are you taking a shit and hitting out of a bong to begin with? Because when you're inhaling, isn't that sucking the shit back in you? unless you start coughing, and that's where your pussy is.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an interesting point.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Well.
I mean, I ain't trying to think about the shit.
That shit is funny. There was one time we had a show on different types of shit. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the worst, when you fucking inhale, and you talk like you got smoke in your throat, but when you exhale, you ain't got shit.
Damn, that sucks.
Adam, I've been trying to fucking hit this bong for the last 10 minutes. Yeah, man, they got the big bobber. That the big bobber's like the fucking, the A-bomb of shits. Like, as soon as it exits your ass, it just, boom, hits the water, and a number of water spreads on your ass cheeks.
Yo, I've had that shit happen so many times, dog.
Yeah.
Isn't that disgusting?
And now how that,
that shit just balances it.
Yo, nah, but for real, have you ever had, like, where you wiped your ass and then you got shit some more? You think you're done, you keep wiping, and you gotta keep shitting? I don't know, man.
You feel like you finished shitting, but you wipe, this is dirty?
Exactly, I've been still dirty. It's like, yo, what the fuck? I'm done.
What about
you? Feel some more. It's just fucked up.
What about the ghost shit? The ghost shit is when you take a shit and you look in the toilet and it's not there.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, I know I felt something come out my ass, man. No homo.
For real. For real.
That's just funny.
Oh, man.
What about the one that gets stuck? Is it half out and you can't get it out?
Oh, man, that's what I got right now. You gotta take like multiple pieces of toilet paper to dig it out.
Ew.
Do you ever get shit on your hand?
Yeah, unfortunately.
This is nasty. This is gross. Yeah, I've gotten plenty of shit from my fucking kids every time I fucking need to clean their Pampers. Ugh.
Oof.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
No kids for me, not just yet.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
I just want to claim them on my taxes, that's it.
Word.
And take them to the beach.
And take them to the beach. You know what? That is true because you are good with kids.
Yeah, take them to the beach, to the mall, to Rita's Water Ice. Take them everywhere.
Yeah, he doesn't do it for the kids. Yes, he does. He also does it because he fucking meets the chicks on the wing.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Shit. It's a 2-for-1. Why the fuck not? Yeah.
Exactly.
Take advantage of the situation.
And I'm lucky because I'm gonna be in a win-win situation.
Yep. Yo,
you know
he's gonna be meeting all the girls in Jersey.
That's why I swear she took the words out of my mouth. You know how easy it's gonna be for me to meet people, bro? I just take it down a block with me or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Take it to the city or something. It's a wrap.
Look, like, all you gotta do is say two things. Where you from? I'm from Florida. What are you? I'm Cuban. Oh shit! Ain't no Cuban niggas. Ain't no Cuban out here, dog, so you're already on top.
Real?
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah, I'm one of them typical white Cubans, man. Don't get it.
He look like a white boy, though.
I look like a straight up fucking...
Like, you could talk to him. As a matter of fact, you look at him, and you talk to him, and you'll talk to him in English, right? And, like, I'll be the type of person that I'll talk shit behind his back in Spanish, be like, coño, mira este blanquito, this is now, whatever, talk shit behind him, not knowing that he knows Spanish. He'll turn around and be like, ¿qué tú dices?
You know, man, you can't. But I kind of play dumb, though. I really don't get it twisted, though, because a lot of people don't think I know a whole lot of Spanish, but I just kind of stay quiet and be like, all right, motherfucker, I see what you're saying. I ain't worried about it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it kind of helps to my benefit, but at the same time, I kind of put a front on to a lot of people. I'm like, nah, I don't really speak it. I prefer English, honestly, but it comes down to it, don't get me wrong. I speak, you know, the mother language.
Yep. It is going to be real easy for you.
I think he's concentrating right now. You call
him. Yeah, it's funny because I was. Because it's funny. I could have sworn I heard somebody like screaming and shit. Like,
yeah.
I was getting beat the fuck up.
Yeah, so you're trying to be real quiet, right?
Yeah, I'm probably nosy. Like, yeah, what's going on?
That's the shit that you gotta be like.
Now I'm just pissed off because I can't find another lighter. I bought like fucking 6 of them at a dollar store and I can't find one.
Damn, man, that sucks.
I think you have a lot of people be taking lighters. I hate that shit. Yeah, let me get a lighter.
Yeah, like. You know, this is supposed to be the club version, but, I mean, fuck it. It's open conversation. Fucking, how many of you people have had the following, you know, and try to be in your session? How many of you people have scavengers? And for those of you that don't know who scavengers are, if scavengers are those that while you're smoking, they come over, yo, can I get a hit? Nigga, you ain't put it on this. You didn't roll the blunt. Right, let me just get a drag. Nigga, you don't ever have weed. You don't ever have blunts. You don't ever even have a lighter. And you ask all the time, yo, let me just get a drag. That's like the bum nigga that, yo, let me get a dollar. Can I get a piece of that pizza? Yo, let me just give me some of them gummy bears. Yo, let me get a swig of your soda. Nigga, get a fucking job. How about that?
Yeah, those people that always want to leech off you.
Yeah, leeches. Scavengers. Leeches. You know, whatever you call them. This is not good. This is not good at all. I can't find a lighter. You know, worst come to worst, I might have to just
light this shit up right now, man. Fuck the bullshit.
I might have to light some paper up.
I don't even smell that shit.
That shit finished already.
Real?
I normally buy the big, long, fat ones, but this time they only had the little, short, thick ones.
Oh, you like them long and fat, huh?
Oh, man, I see that shit coming.
Yeah, I like it long and fat.
Yeah, you ever smoke a blunt, but when you smoke the blunt, you wrap the that floss shit around the blunt?
The what?
See, that's a crackhead move. That's what crackheads do. I mean, they start thinking about shit, and they just start thinking about off-the-wall shit, like that Pepsi shit I said. Like I said, oh, if you put Pepsi in a bong, would you get a better
high?
No, don't
feel bad, because I done did some crazy shit in my day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what exactly are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about, like, you know, the floss, the mint wax floss that you floss with your teeth?
Okay.
If you wrap that around the blunt and then light
the blunt. To hold it together?
Yeah. And then light.
Oh, like.
Like, does it give you a minty high? Like, are you mentally high?
Nah, mm-hmm. it's probably going to taste and smell funnier than a bitch.
It's going to burn, like, because of the wax.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen How High?
Yeah.
Yeah, the geeky-ass white boy, when he steals the plant, and he runs into his room and rolls a crazy-ass joint. If you ever watch it, next time you light up, you watch that movie. He in a crack up. A nigga rolls the goofiest joint and he puts like fucking tape on it. You know what I'm saying? He tapes the bitch together and then he lights that shit from a fucking candle. So it's not even like a lighter or nothing. Yeah, so it's like, you know, a straight up geek and he don't know how to roll. This nigga just, you know, has a notebook paper, just throws it in. And it looks like it burns fine, but don't get it twisted, homie. That shit probably gonna taste like shit.
Straight up doo-doo.
Yeah, like, you're never going to want to smoke again.
Right now I'm about to do some shit that I don't know, I'm sure it's been done before, and I'm sure they went through a lot of hell trying to make it happen. But I just turned on my burner, and my stove, the top.
Okay.
And I ripped off some cardboard off of this popcorn box, and I'm about to light it and put it towards the bong. And hopefully I don't burn my face off.
You're going to burn your fucking eyebrows.
Ah, shit. Don't say that. All right, here we go.
That's some crackhead shit like you're in a pipe right now.
Yo,
no, just kidding.
How about you know when you a pothead, when the roach is so small that you go to put it up to your mouth to light that bitch, and that bitch starts burning like your nose and your mustache hairs and shit, dog. It's a wrap.
Yeah, that shit works.
Got it all?
Yeah.
You got flame.
Yeah, that shit works. Fuck it, I ain't buying no lighter then.
Just do it.
Use the stove.
Yeah, we got to stand up next to your stove all the time.
Yeah, like a dumbass.
Oh. Yeah. Yo, stop wasting the smoke.
Damn, my eyes is red as shit.
Already? Lightweight.
Yeah.
His eyes get red real quick. Real quick.
Oh, man.
That always happens when you're a beginner. Shit, we smoked a blunt. Came inside. Sat in front of my mother.
Yo, so what was today's topic?
Club.Wednesdays.
Club.Wednesdays.
Shit about different clubs. I'm about to go to the crib now. Yo, you ever,
I like and I don't like the club scene. I'm alright with or without it. Like,
you ever
once in a while.
You ever took a shit and forgot to flush the toilet?
Oh,
and then you
yeah.
wake up the next morning to use the bathroom? Surprise.
Or you leave it for somebody else?
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Nah, I'm kind of with the club scene, though.
Some, I mean, I like it, but some, like, I don't know. Some clubs are alright, some clubs are whack.
Yeah. Like, we had this, like, down here in Palm Beach, so everything's, like, you know, if you're really under 21, you're kind of fucked, because, you know, nowadays everything's 21 for guys, 18 for girls. But they
yeah.
had this little spot over in town, this little spot called Jimmy's, you know what I'm saying? That it was a little fly spot, though. I mean, it was like you could fit probably, you know, a good 400 people up in there. Was, you know, VIP wasn't, you know, not big, but it's cheap, you know what I'm saying?
Tell me how much it is to get in.
Dog, free, this, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Chico for, you know what I'm saying? And my boy Lagos always hooking it up. And he gives you like 3/4 of a cup of liquor and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dog, it's like really the whole club. You know what I'm saying? When once you get into the club, you're going to see, like, a little dance floor and shit. And then, fucking, you go all the way into the back, and it's, like, a, like, it's almost like a black room. But then there's, like, a bar all the way to a cut. So my boy Lagos is up in the back. And, you know,
uh-huh.
that's where you get that's where you get the, like, real liquor. You go up to the front, you know, you're going to get a watered-down drink.
Uh-huh.
But, shit, you hit the back scene and shit. That's where all the shit happens. That's where, you know, you get your fucking body shots and, you know, shorties wilding out in the clubs. And yo, bitches, you go crazy. Like, I seriously didn't think some of the shit they do. It's,
mm-hmm.
dog, shorty had a dress on, a fucking dress, and she was getting ready to go, get up on the bar and do a body shot. Like, they was going to do a body shot off of her.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, wait, how are they going to do this body shot? Shorty got dress on. The bitch goes and takes off her whole dress.
Oh,
only in the, she only in a thong. And I'm like, yo, you serious? This ain't happening. Nah, nah. It's topless and all. No bra, no nothing. So just pretty much there, butt naked, bro. It's crazy. There's only like 6 people around.
Uh-huh.
And this other bitch out of nowhere, because it's like 4 or 5 niggas, right, like crowding the bitch. Like, everybody's going crazy, taking pictures, and like, damn, this bitch is wild. Out of nowhere, another bitch comes up, licks a titty. My nigga throws a salt on there and gets ready for the body shot, and she ends up taking the body shot and shit. And then the 2 girls end up making up.
Oh, my.
Fucking faggot-ass dudes that didn't take advantage.
But,
oh my,
like...
My.
Like, seriously, though, I did not know, like, you know what I'm saying? I used to go to the clubs a lot when I was younger and shit. I used to get into, like, just knowing bouncers and shit, but I didn't know it was like that. Like, nowadays, some females just wild out, like, like, crazy. Like, they just don't, they don't know how to handle, yeah, they don't know how to handle themselves. It's like, I mean... Sometimes that's why it gets kind of tempting. It's like, yo, you're almost a little too easy to take you home and shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's like, I don't even got to try. All I got to do is literally buy a bitch another drink and be like, all right, yo, follow me. But shit. That's
yeah,
why I like
it's crazy.
Yeah, if you're also here down here, dog.
You should come for his birthday. We're going to have a big old bash for his birthday.
It's your birthday.
On the 19th.
A bank?
Yeah. Big 2-1, baby. Big 2-1, dog. Gonna be down here in the ace. We're gonna have a little pig. I'm gonna have this whole month is like nothing but partying.
We're gonna start doing it definitely Friday.
It's crazy. Like, I really wanted to calm down, you know what I'm saying? Right before, you know, we shoot up there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But it's like my boy Marty's about to be 21 on the 13th. And then, you know, plus the fact that, you know, I'm gonna be dip setting. So, you know, the crew wants to, you know, chill out. Burn it down, get crunk with a nigga for the one last time. So it's like, and I'm gonna be 21 myself. It's too hard to fucking resist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I really want to slow down, but how?
No, and then he met the influence. It's deep.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
This is worse.
And Cuba over here, she doesn't help none. You know what I'm saying? It's not like. I can't be like, you know, I can't just chill with it and be like, yo, what's good? Because it's coming out of my mouth, or she's like, yo, what's good? I got a little J already or some shit. Yo, you rolling up, but what's good?
Yeah, she never sure was a bad influence.
Hey!
She
is a bad influence. Hold on. Let me say something. I'm not a bad influence because I've never once said, hey, listen. You try this. You want to do this. You this and that, whatever. You told me I want to try it. I was like, I'm not sure. Oh, come on. I'm a man. I can try it. Why not?
No, but I'm going to tell you.
Like.
No. I'm going to tell you exactly how it is, dog. This is how exactly how it is. She fucking was like, you know what I mean? She's like, I said, I'm going to try it. Instead of her be like, okay, come on, let's go. She has to throw that in. I don't think you should try it yet. I told him he shouldn't try it. No, a damn well, blah, blah, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to try it. Try it.
Oh, shit.
Word. So it's like when the brother comes over, like, you know what I mean? Hey, what's up, TT? How you doing? Yeah, I'm just smoking. Oh, you shouldn't smoke. Why? You know, I like it. You know what I mean? But instead, she's... No, you know what? I'm about to smoke. Fuck that, yo. Let me come over there and just roll this shit. You smoke, TT? Fucking right. That's the way to go.
Where the fuck is he going? I'd rather him do it with me than do it with some other fucking bad people in the street. They're going to get him into trouble.
Word.
That's like saying, okay, well... Damn, fuck, I really forgot. You know, I was all hype and shit.
That's it.
Fuck. I'm all hype and I'm over here. Shit. Come on, I hate that when you get all hype. Like, nah. But what about, Never mind. What are you all hype for?
Yo, I did that shit on the way here, B. I'm sitting there wrapped up on the phone. I'm on the highway. I'm on the eye and shit. And she's like, yo, so what's good? And I'm like, yo. I forgot. Damn, I forgot, yo. Shit. Hold up. Wait. Damn, yo, what was I was going to say? And this shit was like, it was mad important. I still don't remember up until now.
You remember like 2-3 days ago.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was fucked up.
Yeah.
I hate when that shit happens, bro.
Yeah, that shit sucks. You're probably going to say something, I don't know. He was saying,
It's probably mad dumb, honestly.
You in the lab yet?
No, I'm about to go down.
You're smoking!
My nigga.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm about to go down.
Yeah.
Damn, man, I be hiding this bong everywhere. If I'm in the kitchen, if I'm in the dining room, I'll put it here. You gotta put it somewhere where you're gonna go for some munchies. Okay, when I get back home, I'm gonna have the munchies, so I should put this shit right behind the bologna. So when I go reach for the bologna, I'm like, oh, there we go. Let's light up, nigga, let's light up.
Listen, shit, I leave that shit right next to my bed. Munchie time.
It's funny because the only thing I know about the Pitbull song with, I think it's the What They Gonna Do, the Spanish remix, though. The only Spanish I remember, and I don't even fucking know it. Like, I know I'm saying it wrong, but all I know is it goes, that's the only part of the song I know.
Oh, my God.
That's the only part of the song I know. And I know I'm saying it wrong.
If you were going to say one right word in Spanish, talk about hugala blah. So let me ask you a question. If I talk to you like this and I tell you, yo, I was watching this Discovery Channel the other day and I heard the tribe and they were going, they never stop. Can you tell me what that means?
I'm saying, but. How am I supposed to know? I don't even know that language. I mean.
That's not a language, though, right?
Now, if you was to be like, yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, well, I was in fucking Marcy Project the other day. And I was, you know, I was delivering some government cheese to one of the black Negroes on a top floor, and I overheard one saying, "Yo, God, son, like I went down to the Lord, son, Jesus, yada yada." Oh yeah, word, son, be Lord, not me, I mean. Then I'll be like, okay, that's some racist shit. Why, when you're high, you go into extra shit? Like, I just went into that whole, oh, for what? That wasn't funny. That wasn't funny at all. I know niggas that aren't high. Maybe niggas as high as like, yo, what's this guy, a fucking retard?
No, they said that when you were trying to speak Spanish. When that whole blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. What's the fattest thing y'all ever, you know, crave for after smoking? The fattest. Like, it could be the nasty shit, like, the whatever, like, you know.
Something nasty?
Yeah.
Something nasty?
Like, I ate ice cream on top of butter pecan ice cream on top of pizza before.
Oh, you just talking about getting creative and shit. Oh,
yeah.
My nigga, well, yo, when you pour, dog, you sometimes you just don't got a choice. So, you know, I done added some Cheetos and chips and shit to a sandwich and shit like that. You know,
some
that,
bread on top of some bread.
Yeah,
and
on top of some bread and shit. That ain't nothing.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, yo, for like 10 years.
Mayo
grand,
sandwich.
Yeah, Bangi Mayonnaise, dog. That was
the
shit.
I'm
talking
about a mayo sandwich. Dog,
yo.
You gotta have a banana and mayonnaise sandwich, dog.
Yeah, that's a little new for me, but I'm gonna have to try that. You know what they shit else analogy.
Yeah, that's like some pregnant shit.
Yeah, bro, shit.
No homo.
Yeah. I'm about to line up one of them ports and get my.
I'm gonna try that shit though. You said make a potato chip sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to try that.
No, even if it's like a regular ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich or some shit, dog, just if you got some chips with it, throw that bitch in there. See if it don't spice up the taste a little bit.
That shit's good as hell.
No, I'm gonna tell you what you got to eat Lay's potato chips on top of pizza.
On top of pizza?
Yeah. Now, that's some good shit. Preferably me, I'll put the salt and vinegar chips.
I was gonna say, because Lay's, it don't have much of a taste.
Yeah. You know, a little salty.
It's just kind of like, you know, like fucking salty like this.
That's for the Negroes that can't afford salt. So they put potato chips on shit that they.
I don't know. I like them because they're baked. They're good.
What?
The Lay's.
Lay's.
Yeah.
Man, no. Who's riding? Whose car don't have no top on it? and it's not a convertible.
It's just windy as a bitch outside.
I know. I hear that shit.
Hey, you fat bastard, what are you eating? You know, it's funny because I'm a grown ass man. I'm a grown ass man. And I just know my mom knows I smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm over here worried about this shit. Like, oh my God, I don't want to go home. My mom finds out I smoke. Nigga, I'm 27 years old.
She's gonna give you bow bow.
She's gonna give you bow bow. Socks, come on. Come on, Socks. These assholes on the other side running the neighborhood. Come on. Socks.
Oh, shit.
Come on. Whatever, nigga.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
So how you know your mom knows?
It's because of the way she be looking at me. And I be telling on myself.
Why?
Because I be doing shit that I don't normally do. Like, I be standing up talking to her, moving my hands like I'm giving a speech or something. Oh my, nah, ma, you know what I mean, no, ma, like, I'm doing this, like, yeah. She's like, nigga, are you high? Nah. I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
What's, can any of y'all remember any of the excuses y'all gave your mother the day that she found out you was high?
Oh, no. Yo, when she found out I was smoking again, I had came home. Yeah, because the first time she thought I had quit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why she was under that impression, but you know, we'll just leave it as that, you feel me? But so she finds out I'm smoking, I come home, I got dimed out. But the way I got dimed out was supposed to be a joke, because my boy but my boy's mom, she was cool with it, you know what I'm saying? She didn't mind it. So needless to say, you know, they was cool, so she was like, you know, trying to tell a joke. Oh, yeah, you know, the boys, they were trying to, you know, hide in the woods from the little girl and shit because they were trying to smoke and shit. I get home, my eyes are shot. The first thing I do when I walk in the house, I go straight to the refrigerator. And I'm trying to see what's popping. And then I'm not really trying to be seen because I don't want them to see my eyes, so I kind of try to run to my room. And at this time, you know, moms are still doing laundry. She walks in the room and was like, yo, why your eyes all red? I'm just, mom, I'm really tired. You know, I've been up all day. I've been trying to look for a job. You know what I mean? I'm real tired. Bullshit, you've been smoking again. You're a pothead. Oh, she busted me right on spot, dog. But then she said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? She got to the point where, like, how Cuba is now, you know what I'm saying? She'd rather me smoke at the house and be safe and shit than me being on the street and getting pulled over by fucking, you know, trolls and shit.
Whoa. What do y'all call them?
Yo, there's all different types in there. I want that one. I want this troll. You know, you got regular 5-0. Then,
Is troll for like short for patrol?
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought you meant like troll, like under the bridge troll.
nothing like that, dog. Nothing like that.
Holy shit.
Bro, it's just honestly, it's a whole different type of life pattern out here. It really is. Everything is there. It's almost the same, but it's different. Like the music, it's a lot different. You'll get the, you know, almost the same, you know, type of beats. But the way I look at it is like New York, New Jersey, all up north. To me, up north has always been considered real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like Nas, you know what I'm saying? Storytellers and shit like that. Niggas that know how to stay on subject and know what they talking about. And I used to always consider down south as just rap, you know, booty music and shit, just anything pops off. But really? A lot of niggas out here, like, really out here in Palm Beach now, a lot of cats are coming up. A lot of cats. Like, this one cat, you know what I'm saying? I went to school with him for, like, mad long. You know what I'm saying? Never knew in the day that, you know, this cat would become a rapper. You know what I mean? So, I come back into town because, you know, I left for a couple of years. Come back into town. You know, I needed to, you know, pick up. And then everybody's like, go to this nigga K.O. I'm like, K.O., who's K.O.? And then, you know what I'm saying, I go to the spot. And this is my nigga that I went to fucking, like, 8th grade prom with and shit. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn. But when I heard him spit, the nigga was nasty. It was like, I seriously, I was like, wow. He was like, people literally got a problem stopping this kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like a young cat. Just like a lot of people out here, it's like, it's way different. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know. They just more loud and obscene about it. Like,
yeah.
They even got a movie out that shows like all the like raw shit that happens like down here in West Palm and shit. It's called like Gangsters and Thugs or some type shit. And it's got like, you know, niggas popping off with AKs and HKs and Glocks. It's got a bunch of fight scenes and shit, and then it's got a bunch of like cops beating up on people and shit for no reason. Cause the cops are dirty as fuck too. Don't get it twisted, you know. A lot of them cops just see it as a paycheck.
Of course.
You know,
I mean,
what I mean?
Come on, to protect and serve, yeah, themselves.
Yeah, exactly. and they front like they ain't no gang or organization.
No, come on, they ain't gang. Look what they did to that brother. Look what they did to that brother in New York City. In Queens, New York, for those of you that don't know, these two brothers went to the club, right, in Queens, New York, and it was one of the brothers' bachelor party. Kids gonna get married like the next day or whatever, or next weekend or whatever. So, shoot, now the cops get a call. They say they get a call that there's two black guys outside, and they said they're going to their car to get their guns. This is what the cops said happened. So these cops get up there, all DTs. We know how DTs roll. They roll plain clothes. The high class DTs rock fucking, you know, street clothes. As if, you know what I mean, they don't rock business shoes. They make it seem like they one of y'all. Whatever. So these motherfucking cops walk up to the car. Now, the two guys see the car. I mean, the two guys see the cops, the four or five cops that are walking up to the window. So as they walk up to the window, they have their guns out. They have no cop gear. They don't have no badge, no nothing. So if anybody's smart, or if you're on the same page as me, what would we do when we see somebody with guns out with no badge?
Run. Regardless if I see a gun, a cop or no cop, bitch, I'ma run if I ain't got nothing on me. I ain't about to get shot over nothing.
Exactly.
And if I'm in a position, honestly, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people can say it's punking out. If I'm in a position where they got a gun up to my face and he says, give everything up, I'ma give that shit up.
Exactly.
If I'm at, like, you know, if I'm working at a bodegas or a corner store or some type shit, little quick stop, a nigga holds me up, take whatever you want, bitch. I ain't getting shot over nothing.
Yep. Well, apparently the cops didn't show anything, so these brothers just saw guys with guns walking up to their car, so they start driving off. Well, don't you know, the cops took it upon themselves, no warning or nothing. All four of the five cops blasting, shooting at the car as it was moving away. Loading on the car. They said it was like 50 to 75 bullets from the cops. So these motherfuckers unloaded. And then between two kids, they killed one of them. And that was the one that was having, you know, that was the one getting married. So they killed him. The other guy was rushed to the hospital. Now, the cops got hit with attempted murder, aggravated assault, failure, you know, some failure shit dealing with the cops, and also negligence. They found one of those cops' bullets, like, a half a mile in a subway. Well, that's I mean, you're not talking to the nothing. And then you just shoot the guy, and there's a state law in New York saying that you can't shoot upon a car without, you know, addressing that you're a cop.
Yeah.
You know, they try to say that, you know, oh, well, we did address as officers and this and that. But all the witnesses said that they didn't address nothing. They just walked up to the car, and that's what most cops do. So with that said and done, These motherfucking cops should have got suspended. They should have got jail time. Did they? No, because they're a gang. They're a legal gang of society. And what these cops got was acquitted for every single charge. Now, I trust the people that give me my resources and all this. I mean, this one guy, he gives me the information on the hood and you know, the music industry and all types of shit like that. I mean, he's a crackhead, but that don't mean shit. He never did me wrong. He never did me wrong. Yeah, I mean, he's geeked out, but he's never did me wrong. All right, now, he told me, and this might be the first time I've ever heard this, but he told me that the reason why the cop shot, he said he heard from one of the witnesses that was in front of that club. He said that the reason why the cops was nervous is because, and mind you, it was three white, one Spanish, one black. No lie, I swear. And he said that the reason why the cops shot at him. What? What?
This girl, yeah.
No. How are you laughing for? You don't get none. How about that? How about I skip you on this? Just for laughing and trying to blow up my smile.
Yo.
I'm sorry for interrupting your story. That was very rude of him. Why he tried to blow up my
spot? She busted out the potato chips in the sandwich, bro. I'm about to get it on the poppy, baby.
Got the Tostito scoops.
Tostitos. You high motherfucker. Oh, shit.
No, what's this? They said that, the cracker said that whoever told him, he's not going to tell me who told him, but it was told that while the two brothers was driving away, they was playing Ice-T's Cop Killer.
Oh, shit.
So when the cops heard that, you know, they just, shit, yo, yeah, so.
Mm-mm.
I don't know how true that is.
That's not cool.
You never know, though. I mean, it could
be. I believe it.
But I could believe something like that, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? It could have been really something else, but.
Yeah, I think they did get overboard.
But, yeah, that is a believable story, though, so don't get me wrong, because I know a lot of cops, like my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Came as, you know, he's a cop, but he's mad cool, you know what I mean? So he still likes rap, but. Even now, to this day, he hears that song and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't listen to it. I won't play it. But if it's
uh-huh.
around, I'm not going to wild out. Because, you know, that is a song, you know. It was just somebody trying to make, you know, money.
Yeah, you go out there thinking you can be a cop killer. Fuck this, nigga. I'm a cop killer. You find your ass dead with 10-20,000 bullets in you. And then if you get locked up, you know you won't get fucked up because cops got niggas inside that's locked up.
No, but I think the cops take it overboard because you know what? They always take it. In my town, where I used to live, they had a cop where these kids were playing with water guns. And they were like 17 years old, 16 years old, like between 15 and 17. And they were playing on the block with water guns. And these cops came and shot at them because they thought they were shooting at each other and stuff like that. No loud bullets, no nothing. It was water guns. What reason do they have to think that they were shooting when you hear no sound, no nothing?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Niggas are nervous, man. That's like taking a Cherry Hill ball from New Jersey, a cop. That's like taking that's from like a rich white area. And that's like taking that cop and putting him in the heart of Camden or the heart of Philly or the heart of Florida or the heart of Brooklyn. Like, he won't know how to, you know, like, if brothers is fighting in the street, a nigga cop or somebody that's from that area will walk up like, yo, I'm going to let you motherfuckers fight. When you're done, them will break it up, take you out of jail. You know what I mean? Or they'll move more smooth about it.
Yeah.
A white cop that's never been around that before, and the only time he locks people up is for, you know, curfew, a white cop won't know what to do. Like, oh, my God, let me shoot both of them in the face, and maybe they'll stop. Once again, I'm talking for no reason.
Nah, it's just...
I'm not saying no reason, but I'm saying, like, I'm just babbling.
Why the fuck am I
babbling?
Because you're hype.
Just get to the point.
No matter what way you look at it, man, there's no way that we're going to win. There's no way. It goes, like, so far back into the system, man, it ain't even funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. They've done it for so long, so if they know what they're doing, it's like, you know, fuck it, you know. Sometimes you got to abide by it.
Yeah.
But shit, at the same time, I wasn't around when the laws were invented. So I don't think they really sometimes apply to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of create my own laws sometimes. But I'm going to still abide some of them, you know what I'm saying? Because some of them are kind of reasonable.
Some are kind of reasonable. Some of you got no fucking choice.
Yeah, some I really don't have a choice because, you know, that gang will whoop my ass and fuck me up and, you know, hold me down. But I still, you know, I make my own laws at the same time. So it works out evenly, you know. Mm-hmm. Stay happy.
Uh-huh.
Stay fresh to death, baby. You know, that's how we do it.
That's what I'm talking about, player. Fresh to fucking death.
All day, every day.
I'm trying to help you out there, player. I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
look for some sound effects to, you know. But my slow-ass computer is... my shit is dun-dun-dun-dun up. That's some shit. I just put my pizza in the microwave, and I've been sitting down for like a good 5 minutes. And I just realized that I didn't start it. That's some bullshit right there. I'm chewing on this cold ass pizza, and it's tasting good, but I kind of want it to be heating up. So it's like, I'm chewing on it, and I'm like, yeah, my pizza should have been done by now. Why ain't had a beep? Oh, because you didn't set the timer.
Shit.
That's funny. Did you go set the timer now?
Hello?
Yeah, did you go set the timer?
Nah, because I'm still looking for a gunshot.
Okay. Was it not working or is it just you can't find it?
I got it. Fucking that Busta Rhymes song, I'm about to play it. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about it, but I wasn't too impressed.
No?
It might sound better, you know, when you're high, because supposedly everything is better when you're high.
It really is.
Yeah! Yeah!
3 hours later.
Yeah! That's a death, motherfucker. In the building.
That's how we do, baby. That's how we do.
Got trains. Got trains in the background. That's a symbol. That
that's
we run in trains on you bitches.
Here.
We run in trains on you bitches. Yeah.
We got the train sound effect and we got the airplane effect, so.
Because you know why? You know why? Because we are fly, because we training these bitches. That's just how I'm putting that on my MySpace. Yeah. I'm gonna put an airplane and a fucking what was it? Yeah, I'm gonna put an airplane and a train. And then next to it, damn, what? Oh yeah, we fly because we train these bitches. No, everything sound better when after every like when niggas at the end. No, I went to my mama's house. Nigga. So what? I got on these booty shorts? I ain't gay. Nigga. Oh. Yeah, I took the crack pipe to the neck. Nigga. Yeah, you so stupid, but you just seem so tough. Yeah. Some warm, hot pizza.
Oh, you finally got that bitch going?
Oh, yeah.
Pizza, pizza.
Shut the trap. I guess I'm going to have to change the show name for the people I want to download. Some of these niggas ain't talking nothing about a club. So I'm going to call it, I don't know, Light Up. The blunt talk.
Smoke session.
Yes! Yes! That's what it's going to be. The smoke session. God, I'm spitting food out my mouth.
You should play that song. I could always just sit back.
Here we go. We got the airplane effect.
Yeah, we got the airplane effect right now.
Here we go. We flying. We flying.
We flying right now. We high. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I could say that is one of my fantasies. I want to be in, like, I mean, I ain't going to lie, I've yet to step foot on a plane. I've never
flown
in my
life. I have yet to get both of you on a plane.
But I am dying to be, like, on one of them G4s and G5s and burning a blunt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now,
like, you know, being high while I'm high.
Yeah, but I heard that in first class, I heard it.
Your lips got in the way.
Them DSLs, dog.
Oh, shit. Yo, man, if I had the computer power, I would give you gunshots for it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I heard that in first class, they actually allowed you to last up to me.
Yeah.
Oh, for those of you that are wondering what the fuck is that noise, it's because because L.E. is right now tied up in a bodega with a bunch of Mexicans around him with butter sticks and lips up.
Tommy, can I get some yellow rice, please?
Yo.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you guys there. Huh? What is that, I'm the last one, Ultima?
He's trying to line and shit.
So white rice. What up?
Get some white rice and some pollo.
I want some mango. Where's the mango? For fungo.
Mango, that's the Dominican spot.
Oh, yes, he's at the Dominican spot?
Yeah. Yeah. You already know. What's going on there? What are you guys talking about?
Weed.
Weed? Is there anything else you guys talking about besides weed?
We're talking about actually the club scene.
The club scene?
That's what we were supposed to talk about, and now we only got 4 minutes left in the show. Like, the whole time, this is going to be a funny-ass show.
You know what's crazy? Like, when I went to the club in Philly, I was like, what's the matter with these guys? Everybody has their fucking shirt buttoned up to their neck. Everybody has fucking spinning waves and grizzly beards.
There's no clubs popping in Philly?
No, they are.
Oh, we weren't in Philly, as a matter of fact. We weren't in Philly.
No, but I'm saying that's Little Philly. Jersey is Little Philly, all right? Just like it's Little New York, all right?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. He's talking about South Jersey.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I'm telling you right now, dog, if you move up here, South Jersey is not the party spot.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, I ain't worried about it, because that's kind of how it is out here, though.
Okay. Yeah, you guys.
It's kind of like, you know.
Well, you guys sleep right there, so that's not that bad.
Yeah, but it is.
No, it's the same way.
What is that?
Yeah, Roombas on Saturdays. Yeah, visas on Thursdays.
What is that? That
but everything's a drive, still.
Well, that's what you're saying. Everything's a drive, but it's still here. It's still popping.
Back up, Cal. What's from the Cal? What's Cal? Cal foot?
It's new to me.
No,
I'm really from it. It's a little different.
At all, right?
No, I hate feet. I hate my own feet.
Yeah, fucking. I think we're gonna have to do an 11 o'clock show because we ain't talking about shit.
Yes, sir.
So you know what I mean? Damn. They might not give us 11 and 11:30. So worst kind of worst, people. It might have to be 12 midnight. because remember the 11 and 11:30 session for some reason has been taken.
Trying to get on that now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's been taken. Like I try to schedule it, you know, 2 days from. Yeah, like it's just it's full.
I see.
So, you know, actually, everyone tune in 12 midnight. We'll probably do like an hour show, or whatever. 12 midnight to one. We're gonna be on here live. We're gonna be doing our thing. We're gonna be talking about the. It's gonna be Clubbed Out Wednesdays. We want to get into a little bit of, you know, it should be, you know, me, L.E., maybe Joy Money, you know, I have Fresh to Death.
Yes, sir. All
right, Fresh to Death and Kuba. So, you know, it's going to be a plus. Like I said, make sure you light them up. Like, it'll make the show 10 times funnier. But right now, make sure y'all hit us on MySpace.com. MySpace.com /THE_TD_show. You know, we're going to be holding it down. Right now, I'm going to let y'all listen to this song. This is a brand new. Y'all ain't heard this nowhere. You heard it on TD show. It's new, brand new Busta Rhymes in Linkin Park. We made it. Keep locking the TD show. We'll see y'all tonight, 12 midnight.
Survived the worst, but my life is glorious. Better know that I leaped every hurdle and I'm so victorious. Take a look, I'm a symbol of greatness, not calling nigga Morpheus. As for securing the win, better believe I'm so notorious. You know that I've been about my bread, even though we rapping now. We used to live on the strip, even though a nigga higher level trapping now. Superseded every one of my little struggles and player has never ever been an option. A nigga paper long like rush hour traffic, and I'm about to take a shop and get it.
Together we made it.
Did it, nigga.
We made it even though we had our backs up against the wall.
Come on.
Forever we waited. And they told us we were never gonna get it. But we took it on the road. On the road.
Blog Talk Radio.